The city of Clewiston sits on the south shore of Lake Okeechobee. It's one of the best places in the country to snag a largemouth bass. But in these days after Irma, people are flooding Clewiston to fish for something else.
Are you waiting to get gas?
Yes.
The line for gas at the Marathon Station in Clewiston winds out into the highway like a Florida kingsnake. State Road 80 cuts through a patchwork of swamp and sugarcane to connect the west and east coasts of the state. And with the Irma exodus now reversed, many South Floridians that fled to the northwest are now taking this road less traveled.
Where are you coming from?
Ocala. We live in Miami-Dade County. We went up to Ocala for the hurricane and we're coming back to Miami.
George Romero is in line for gas. His black Chevy Silverado pulls a gooseneck trailer.
And you brought your horse with you up to Ocala?
Yeah.
Okay, how's the horse doing?
Great.
Were you glad that you left?
Yes. Yeah. We went through Andrew. That's why we didn't want to go to no other hurricane.
Lena Prieto fled to Tampa. Now she's gassed up.
We have to wait for about 30 minutes.
And headed home to Fort Lauderdale, hoping for the best.
I hope it's good and safe, so we'll see.
But it's not just passers-by topping off in the sweetest town in America. Willie Hughley lives right here in Clewiston.
Hey, I'm trying to get last of the last, you know what I mean? I've been here a few hours, walked across the street, I had a can of sardine, donut, the truck come in, fill us up, so I'm good to go.
Ah, so you basically waited on the truck.
Exactly. Oh. So I'm good to go now, buddy.
I'm Peter Hayden in Clewiston.